Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all my listener in whatever part of the world you're listening this message from, or at whichever time you'll be listening this message. Praise God. Welcome to Walk of Faith Podcast. I'm your host, Solomon. So today we are continuing with the episode 2 series on walking daily. I'm sharing from the book of Matthew chapter 18 from verse 23 to 35. The Bible says, therefore, this is Jesus speaking, therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and his children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with his compassion, released him, and forgave him his debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. For his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what he had done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you with all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Praise God. Today, I want us to talk about a very difficult topic in the life of a believer. I want us to talk about forgiveness. This is the act of extending grace and mercy to one another, if I can define it in a simple term. Forgiveness is one aspect in Christianity that most of us Christians struggle with. We struggle with unforgiveness. Forgiveness does not come easily to us. It is so difficult for a Christian to openly say, I have forgiven you. Jesus in Matthew was responding to Peter when he asked the question about forgiveness. Peter was so curious to find out, how many times am I supposed to forgive my brother when he wrongs me? 7 times? But Jesus answered, I don't tell you to forgive 7 times, but 7 times 70. That is 490 times. If you want to do it mathematically and account to how many times you can forgive a brother when they wrong you. But of course, he went ahead and gave a parable over the same about the master that I've read. When you read Matthew chapter 18 verse 23 down to 35, the parable clearly states that this man owed the master 10,000 talents. And when it was the time that he was supposed to pay, he didn't have the ability to pay. So he begged the master for forgiveness of the debt so that he can go and look for money and he will pay later. And this guy, immediately after asking for forgiveness, he went to another brother who owed him lesser 10 denarii and demanded, you know, he held him by the neck. The Bible says he held him by the neck, wanting him to pay back the 10 denarii. And then this guy refused. He beat him up. He threw him in jail until he pays what he owed him. And people seeing this, they went back and reported, because for this one, his matter was all public. People knew that he had been forgiven. People knew that perhaps he went about boasting that, hey, I have been forgiven. Perhaps he went about boasting of how much he has been forgiven of the sin he had, of the debt he had. And then he is here openly beating another one who owed him less. The Bible is so clear, and Jesus was so clear in this parable. When you read chapter 35, the Bible says, so my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. From his heart. So one thing Jesus is trying to explain to us here is that forgiveness must come from the heart. It must come genuinely from the depth of your heart. For you to say, I have forgiven you, it is not just a mere speech. It must find its basis from the base of your heart. The Bible speaks in Mark 11, 25 to 26. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. If you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. I will say forgiveness is that one gift that God gave us with a condition. For you to be forgiven, you must forgive. There's no two way about it. The Bible speaks of God cannot be mocked. Yes, I believe it's in Galatians 6, 7 to 8. God cannot be mocked. There are certain things, the certain principle that God has set for our advantage and for us to live in harmony, bearing each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. In Mark, the Bible is so clear. Forgive so that you will be forgiven. I won't be wrong when I say some of the sins we have done have not been forgiven because we have not forgiven people who have wronged us, brothers who have wronged us. We are still holding grudges and we'll cry unto God every other time for forgiveness. But perhaps our cries will always fall on deaf ears. God is waiting for you to take this initiative, because this is a forgiveness is a principle thing. It is a principle thing. One condition: for you to be forgiven, forgive. Remember how much God forgave you. Remember the magnitude of sin you carried even before you became a believer, and how much he looked at you and he was, "It is well. Come home, my son. I have forgiven you." How dreadful is that sin of a brother, is that trespass of a brother, that you find it so hard to forgive, that you are ready to lose your portion, your inheritance, to enjoy the joy of salvation just because you are holding grudges. You are holding grudges. Which one is greater? Would you rather walk in unforgiveness? Would you rather walk your journey of salvation holding men at heart and equally praying to God every other time when we trespass, every other time when you wrong God? You are busy, so busy praying for forgiveness. But someone who mocked you, you didn't forgive him. Someone who stole from you, you didn't forgive him. Someone who insulted you, you didn't forgive him. But for you, you're so quick to run to God and ask for forgiveness. But for the other one, you are ready. You rather have it wait. You rather keep it at heart. You rather carry this cross with you every day than to let go. When Jesus was teaching his disciples how to pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, one of the verses was, "And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." This is Jesus teaching us how to pray, the best way to pray, one of the best prayer anyone can ever pray. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive. This is you acknowledging that you are merciful to others. And this is you submitting your request to God to forgive you, because from your heart, you've forgiven people who have wronged you, just as he commanded in Mark, that for you to be forgiven, you must forgive. You must forgive. In Luke chapter 6, verse 31, this was the sermon on the mountain when Jesus was teaching about the Beatitudes. The Bible says, I read from Luke chapter 6, 31 to 37, 31 and then 36 and 37. The Bible says, And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. If you want to be forgiven, forgive. We are not all perfect. One day we will wrong people. One day you will trespass. Trespassing is crossing a boundary. One day you'll trespass against a brother. One day perhaps you'll say something that will hurt a brother, will hurt a sister, and you will need this forgiveness. The Bible talks about you do to others what you also would love to be done to you. If you will ever in this world need someone to ever forgive you, then be ready, be on the front line. Forgive also. Forgive also. Chapter 6, verse 37, the Bible says that, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged." This is Jesus speaking. "Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you'll be forgiven. Forgive and you'll be forgiven." In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, the Bible speaks of, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Forgive one another. Forgive one another, even as you are forgiven. Forgive. Extend this grace. None of us in this world has ever failed to be forgiven by anyone. All of us have been in a position where we have needed this forgiveness so much. We have begged people to forgive us. Some, they have forgiven us. Others, they didn't get the revelation. But all of us have ever been in a position to inquire, to ask for forgiveness. And the same desperation, why don't you put yourself in the same position, this same place that you so much wanted someone to forgive you? You so much did everything in your ability just to receive forgiveness from them, just for them time to say the words, "I have forgiven you." You know how desperate you were for it. Why don't you also consider a brother who has in his heart genuinely asked you to forgive them? Why don't you extend the same grace to them? That, you know what? I have been in this position before. I know how desperate you are. I know how genuine you are. I know how much this forgiveness will bring you freedom. Therefore, I forgive you. I forgive you. Colossians emphasizes what Ephesians says. The Bible says, Colossians 3:13, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must. The Bible says, you also must forgive. Forgiveness is not an option. We don't choose to forgive. We have to forgive from the genuinity of our heart. From the genuinity of our heart, we have to forgive. We have to forgive. This is one conditional command. We know God loves us. His love is unconditional. But this one is one condition that He gave us for us to live in harmony, for us to set good example as believers. Forgive one another. Forgive your brother. Forgive him. I know some of the things he did to you or she did to you are unforgivable and despicable. Of course, someone is saying, "You don't understand." Yes, I don't understand. I don't understand. But your Father in heaven is saying this, you as his child, that you will come to me. Almost every day we falter. The Bible talks about, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God," in John. The fact that God has given this avenue that we can always go to him for forgiveness. The same grace he wants us to extend, that you know in this world, almost every day you will live in repentance. You will live in repentance. But there is this repentance as a condition for you to be assured you have been forgiven. Someone might be asking, "How do I know God has forgiven me?" Have you been forgiving people who have wronged you? Then if you've ticked that, perhaps you have no doubt in your heart that anything wrong that you have ever done, God has surely forgiven you. God has surely forgiven you. The Bible speaks of, in the same measure you judge, you shall be judged. So if you're so quick to forgive, God will be so quick to forgive you. God will be so quick to forgive you. To remember not your iniquities. Forgive him. Forgive her. Forgive your parents. Forgive your brothers. Forgive your siblings. Forgive your sisters. Yes, I know he wronged you. He wronged you so bad. As a matter of fact, in an eye of a normal person, what he did was unforgivable. It was unforgivable. But God knew. When he formed you, he knew. When he gave you this instruction, he knew you are able to forgive. He knew it is in you to forgive. We see Christ during crucifixion. One of the last words he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Christ was under so much pain, but that was his last declaration, that all the people who are causing him suffering, let them be forgiven. Christ set an example for all of us to forgive. He set an example to forgive. As a Christian, there is nothing in this world that you shouldn't be able to forgive. There is nothing, nothing you shouldn't be able to forgive. No matter how much big the damage is, you should be able to forgive. Forgive them. I know they treated you wrong. Forgive them. I know they were unkind to you. Forgive them. I know they neglected you in the time of need. Forgive them. I know they didn't want to listen to your part of the story. Forgive them. I know they were so dismissive when you tried to explain yourself. Forgive them. I know you suffered severely under their hands, under their care. Forgive them. Find it in your heart. Find it in your heart. It should come from the bottom of your heart. Find it in you to forgive them. Find it in you to forgive them. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. That is the command from God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. The Bible says that your word brings counsel unto the simple. We thank you for the counsel we have received this day. Father, we are asking you to help us. Even as we obey this command, your word say in 1 Samuel that obedience is better than sacrifice. God, we know in our humanly nature, it is difficult to keep this command. But you who instructed us, you know our capabilities. Father, we are praying that you help us forgive these iniquities, forgive these trespasses, forgive these debts, forgive these wrongs our brothers have done us, our sisters, our siblings, our parents, our friends, our colleagues, our teachers, our guidance. Help us to bear one another with tender heart and forgiveness. Thank you, God, because we know you are forgiving us even as we forgive others. We worship you, we give you praise, we give you adoration. In Jesus' name, amen.